kind of late putting this one up because I've been working on the production, trying to figure out how I was really going to do it. I think it goes along with the title, Moments Frozen. That's right. In a snap. You can tell so much by looking at a picture. This was a part of my life when I was doing ministry. It was in the 2000s, I'm sure. I'm not quite sure what year, but we were, me and not really the leadership staff, it was on the first row, is Sean Nelson, who became the pastor of the Anselm Bible Church. And in between Sean and I is Timothy Sanford. Timothy Sanford married a Mexican gal and lived down in San Diego area. Haven't heard from him. Then, of course, Michael Gaston, who was a faithful member. He and his wife and family came out of Billy Ingram's church, Maranatha Bible Church. And then, of course, Gray Qualls, which came out of a Baptist church. These four guys, and Sean's father was a Baptist minister, not an exegete. He pastored a church down on Western Avenue. And Sean is the only man that I have ever ordained as a minister of the gospel. Sean is a he works in law enforcement, and he thinks like a cop, and indeed he should. He's always been a very stern fella, right to the point. Greg, he and I were very, very close friends before I decided to just fall out of that relationship. The same with Timothy. And Mr. Gaston, I think I speak with him now and then through Facebook from time to time. But I'd like you to do something, and I won't have too much time. In this, you see a picture of me, and it's the expression on my face. I don't recall who took the picture. I believe it could have been Mark Ramsey, because everywhere I went, if Mark could, he would possibly be there. But the look on my face is what I want to talk about, because I don't remember what was happening, but I was thinking at that time that I wasn't going to remain my whole life doing this. You can notice that the top of my hair wasn't completely white, so I had a few more years left. This is before I, after I was teaching in the college, and I knew that I was driving my convertible Lexus at that time. I wanted more freedom. I wanted to escape from being their leader, so to say. You know, because when you are someone's leader, there's certain expectations of you that possibly you are not willing to keep those expectations. You want to go on and live your life and be who you are. And at that time in my life, that's where I was. That's why that expression is there. I whenever I got a chance, if you ever see that expression on my face, I'm saying, wow, when am I going to get out of this and be free? I find myself looking like that these days, but it's not about getting out of ministry. It's about getting out of life. Because if you're not functioning in a way where you're very happy and pleased with your life, you're going to have that kind of expression come up. But that's what this picture was all about. We had had some kind of a meeting, and we had dinner, and then the meeting was over. But this snapshot says it all. There's a man who is analyzing where he is in his life. Hope you enjoyed.